Zainam and Aleph at the bottom. So this is the more quotes of the Mishnah. This is Yeser Lebabal Shehu Echol Paris. Bechayel, the husband has a schus to eat the Paris Bechayel. He's Chayav Mazonos. Prikuna Kfura. Fine. Turn about a Kosovo. Paris. Susa Kalem Shavoyo Imma Mebesa Via Lebes Palo. So they wrote up the items which she brought in, as an adunya. She's going to bring in Paris, which means already been detached from the grounds, or Ksusa Kalim. So this is not karka. He's writing in that she gets a right to the heat, that the father is writing in, or the girl is writing in, the husband will get a right to these items. Meso, Lazoka Habal, but Dwarm Halalim. So the din of Yerusha, after Arison, so Rashi learns that the case of the Mer was that it was ready from Arison, he wrote that he has a right to these things. So the law is no, the schus yerusha of the baal to the isha is from the suin, and therefore the Tanakhama says lo zocha baal b'dvar malavu. Shem Rabbi Nosson Omru zocha habal b'dvar malavu. So the word says okay. So what's the machlokes? Let me put the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah but Rabbanu kamef l'ginut nan nis armalo and nis garsha. Benjamin and Asun, Benjamin and Arison. Gabes Akal. Excuse me. So if you say the Baal gets this, whatever they wrote up in the Netunya. The Baal is Yerushit, ready from the Arison. See, he's like the same way she has a right to collect the full Ksuva, including the Tosefis. So he has a right to, with the same Ksuva, which is gives her right to collect the full amount of the Ksuva, gives him a right to have Yerusha on her property from Arison. Rulaz ben Azariah, min Nesuin Gavis Akal, min Arison, Sula Gavim Masayim, Mana Mana. The Tosafis, that which he's adding on, maybe Machayim himself extra, only kicks in from the Nesuin. So similarly, over here, the rights that the husband gets in the woman's property, his chiyuvim, extra chiyuvim start from the nesuin, and his extra rights start from the nesuin. Shaloi, kasala el amanas l'kainsa. His intent for the tesefis was only with intent of that he's doing the suin. Okay, lamandam aloi socha. So the one who says that he doesn't get the Yerusha is Kirib Elazar ben Azariah. Holds Kirib Elazar ben Azariah that the dinim of the ksuba only take effect, the extra chiyuvim of the ksuba only take effect from the time of the nesuin. So from Arison, he will not be zayche in the Yerusha on these items of the nedunya. Mandam Rizocha Kirabonon. So that's what I want to suggest. Mor says lo. We can learn the Kuli Alma to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Both opinions go like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay. So man darma lo zocha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the one who says lo zocha, that would be like the simple in setting of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Man darma zocha, the one who says that even though the chiyuvim of the husband to the woman, the extra chiyuvim do not start till the nesuin, but the rights of the husband in her property start from the Arison. So what does that, I mean, the Yerusha starts from the Erison. Why? Ad kam lekomer b'yelozi ben Azarya el mididay ledido shalakosim lo el amanas tekonsa. He only is interested of in getting his extra chiyuvim if they reach the state of Nesuin. He wrote that he was willing to mechayev himself extra, but due to the fact he's going to be living with her. So that's the point in time where he's interested in giving these extra chiyuvim. But that which she is mechayev give certain rights in her property to the husband, he had also agreed that it takes effect from the erison. Why? It's because she wants this to be an incentive for marriage. They should want to marry her. Well, he married her. Well, ischani lahu. They had the chasna, the erison. So the fact that he was willing to connect with her, the purpose of creating the nedunya was to entice him to do so. So on her end, she's mechayev it already. She has intent to be mechayev it already from the time of the erison. Look, Rashi. Kassel of Paris, Susu Kevin. Posagloha Av, Bidunyasa, the father rose up as part of the Nadin. She talked to Bala, Metaltalin, that she should bring into the husband's property a certain Metaltalin in Paris, Solution, Paris has been detached on the ground already. Uksus, clothing with Kalim. And he wrote this up already from the time of the Erison. Umeis of Erison, and then she died after the Erison, before the Nesuin. So the Tanakhama says, Lo Zocha, but the Baal was not Zocha into these items. Rabbi Nosson said, no, that the Baal is Zocha. So where's the Watsamach like this? Lema Plukta. That the husband has the rights in the dunya starting from the erison. Is kirabonon damri imeis who gar besako? The same way, if the husband dies, she collects the full ksuva, mono masayim with her sefis. The mona or Messiah, whether she's a psula or an almona, and the extra as well. So alma ksuvasa kaima, kilu inises. We deal with the ksuva as if they already reached the state of nesuin. Therefore, the other way around, imesa, if she dies, if the woman dies, imesa ihi, if she dies. So Nami Yoris Iu Nadunya, he'll get the Nadunya as well. Shavhi Bisar Hashtar Nichtaba, because the Nadunya is written up in the Ksuva, the Hakha Kasvin that we write in the Ksuva, Don Nadunya the Hanalas Lamibeyavu. This is the Nadunya that he brings in, that she's bringing in to him from her father's home. Kach v'kach, such and such. And corresponding to the fact that she's brought such a nice dunya, he's mechayev himself from his property, such and such. So it's not items which belong to the woman intrinsically. It's some which belongs to the father, and the father's been mechayev himself to give it to the husband as part of the nadunya. So that has the implications of usage during marriage. It has implications of rights of Yerusha if the woman dies. So the Rabbi Nosson is saying that starts from the time of Erison, just like his Chiyuvim of Tosefis start from the time he's committing to these extra payments from the time of the Erison. So his... The Nadunya is coming into him is from the time of Erison as well. So that's that. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which says that you're going for the you only go over the Messiah and the or the Mana, wouldn't say there's a din that he has a right to the Nadunya. That's a Tanakama. And Rosen says that the Gaiva, that the Baal gets the Yerusha, he's going to like the Tanakama of the second Brisa of the Mishnah. That even from Erison already there's a full Gaviyah. Samandam Loizacha, the one who says Loizacha is Karibi Elazar. The Tanakhama over here, which says Loizacha, is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of the Mishnah. Domar, the cost of Laksuba, Elamanas Lakonsa, the extra Chiyuvim that the husband is committing to, that which he's writing into the Laksuba, he's only writing it from the time of Nesuin. Umana Masayim, the 100 or 200, the Tikkun Rabbanon, that the Chamim instituted. Who the Isla, that's all she gets. So, flipping that around, Ihi Nami, Lekosu Loi, Medona Dunya, Dan Halisle, Elamanas, Chibis Nesuin. So, the same way, we're saying over here, in Rabbanon ben Azariah, that he's only committing from the time of Nesuin, she's also only committing from the time of Nesuin. So where it says you can really say everybody holds a Kuli Alma Kribbe Lossam and Azariah. What? Yeah. Due to the Chiba, which Nesuin generates, that's why they're committing to each other. Tavayo Hanuk Tanoi de Leel, both Tanoim of the Brisa, can hold a Kuli Alma and Azariah, Beskin and Hilzak of Asela Kamon. To say they both like Kuli Alma and Azariah is advantageous for these Tanoim because we pass on like Kuli Alma and Azariah. That Chiyuvei Ksuba only kick in, the Tosefes Ksuba only kicks in from the time of Nesuin. We can argue that Mididei Lididda, Mashachos and Pesach Lukala B'Ksuba, so that which the Chosin is going to be Mechayim himself extra in the Ksuba to the Kala, that only takes effect for the time of the Nesuin, but that which she's committing to the Nedunya already is effective, according to one opinion over here, from the time of the Harrison. Okay. The Mishnah said that he's Chai Ben Mezon Hesel. So the Gemara, turn our bottom. Tiktu Mezon Hesel, Tachas Maisa Yedel. So, they were Mechayiv, the Din Mezonis, and they tied that to that to the Din of Ma'aseh Yadayim. Now, we'll see later on that this, you know, this can be read one of two ways, that the Ikra Chiyuv is Ma'aseh Yadayim. She has to work to he has a right to get her what she produces. And in payment for that, they were Mechayiv with the Mezonos. Or the other way around, they were Mechayiv and Mezonos, and they tied the Mezonos to the Ma'aseh Yadayim. So we'll see later on that the Gemara says that, let's say the woman says, I'd rather work myself, keep my, and he shouldn't have to support me. I'd rather keep my own money, and he shouldn't have to support me. So she have a right to say that. See, if the Iker Chiyuv is Mezonos, means Chazal instituted Mezonos to protect her, to make sure she has what to live on. And then Chazal understood if you, Mechayiv Mezonos, and she keeps her Ma'aseh Yadayim, he's not going to be more better to do this. So as a payment for this Chiyuv Mezonos, they gave him the rights to her to what she produces. So she says, you know what, I'm working on the whole thing. She has the right to work on the whole thing because it's all for her protection. It's all the way around. They gave him right to her Ma'aseh Yadayim. They gave compensation of Mezonos. So she can't say she's Mechel. She has a Chiyuv of Ma'aseh Yadayim. So which one came first? So the language over here sounds like they were Mesakeh and the Mezonos, Tachas Ma'aseh Yadayim. It means Ma'aseh Yadayim was the starting point. and they were Mesakim Mazarnas due to the Maisi Yadayim. We'll see later on that the Rav says that that's not true. The Iker is the Chiyah Mazarnas to the woman, and the Maisi Yadayim was Niskin because of the Maisi, as a way to motivate him to give the Mazarnas. Ukvrasa Tachas Ksubasa. And the same thing when it comes, so then that same thing with true regards to the Chiyav Kvura, since he has a right to the Ksuba, that what's called the Ksuba means over here what they're going to write up and document in the Ksuba, which means the Nedunya, in conjunction with him receiving that, he has a Chiyav to take care of of all of her kvura needs.
No matter when that would take place, no matter how many years, I mean, how far down the road could she pass away, and he'd have to be responsible for that.
Yeah. All of them are married.
All of them are married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shiltos has a different girsa, Pirkuna, instead of kvuras.
Yeah. Okay, so the Gersa which we have over here, so part of the Dunya has the part of the Dunya is, again, this is property which belongs to the father. The father is being mezaka to the Baal, the right to use it now, and that also he's mezaka that he gets Yerusha on it. So, if he's going to be Yerush all of this property of hers, so he has a chiyuv to pay for the kura. Fichu baal ochel peres. The Braisa continues and says, therefore the baal eats peres. The Mora says, peres mandach roshma. Who's talking peres over here? What was the flow of the Braisa? The Mora says, you're right. Chaser machzer v'ochel ketani. There's another step in the Braisa. Atikno mezarnasel tachas maisiyadel uperkuno tachas peris, and he receives the peris of the nixim malug, and then they were mechayev of him to take care of the her need to be, of perkuno is a payment for that. Ukurasa tachas ksubas lefichu baalocha peris. Now that we said that he gets the peiros tachas perkuno, so that's why he has the right to get peiros. Where it says my lefikoch, why is it lefikoch? He's they're mezaka him with the right to peiros. Okay, so Morris says, what does it mean ochel peiros? Morris explains, I would have argued mechol lo nachlinu anuche nanchinu. We should argue that maybe all payers should go into an escrow, and well, if the situation the Tosafot over here adds that the a case where he would have nothing to live on, he would have a rights to it, but otherwise we would keep it distinct and separate. And in any scenario where there's a need for Pirkuna, when he's Pariker, he would be Zarecha to get to Paris. And that would be the motivation to make sure that he's Parik. And he will use that as payments for the perkuna. That's what I might have thought to say. Kamash Malon, Doha Adifa, it's better that he should get the peiros right away and have the chiyuv of perkuna. Because him and the loy malu, park lomidi day, maybe the peiros will not be sufficient to be able to redeem her. And if he has no rights to the peiros up to this point in time, And basically all they do is use the payers to pay for her prikuna.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to commit to anything extra. I didn't get anything out of it, so I'm not going to commit to anything extra. So he said, no, you get all the payers all the time, yeah, without sitting there calculating how much that is. And then when it comes the time for prikuna, he has to lay out the prikuna. The Mor says, okay. Why don't we switch it around? Why don't we tie the mezonos and the peiros to the peiros and the ma'aser yadayim to the prikuna? Am Rabbaya, tiknu matzui l'matzui, v'sheinu matzui l'sheinu matzui. Ma'aser yadayim were common. Those go to mezonos, which are the most common. And prikuna, which is less common, goes together with peiros, which are also the property produces something that's more iffy. But ma'aser yadayim was a constant thing. Shirashi. Tachas ksuvasa. Tachas on the dunya shechnisaloi. So the kvura goes together with the dunya that she brings in. Piksuva, that's referred to as ksuva. Bishar ksuva, because that's what's written up. Piksuva, bishar ksuva, that is documented in the ksuva. Who yarish, and he becomes the yarish on it. We said, okay, so the perkuna is tacha peris. The peris that he gets from her nixim meluk. Again, the chasim shenafalam mishin. This is, that would be relevant to property which comes into the marriage after the nisuin. It wasn't documented in the ksuba. A shahayla kadim l'chein, or she had the property before the nisuin. They were not evaluated as part of the nada. So any property which she brings into the marriage automatically it's hers. And the Baal gets the right to eat the peiros of it. That's called nisei maluk. If the value of the property goes up, that's her benefit. If the value of the property goes down, it's her loss. The peiros, the Baal gets the peiros b'chayah. If he divorces her or he dies, so she takes back her property as is, whatever how the property remains.
What's the chiv of nechsei maluk? Is there a certain amount that? So,
whatever, so
let's say there's nothing, right? So
that's why the Mor has a lomotzi. It's not necessarily common that she should have nechsei maluk.
Well, okay, but let's say it's zero. So then what happens to perkuna?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because the Braisa presents it like backwards. The Ikaris, there's a chiyah perkuna, they were mezaken with the simalug, Paris and the malug as a payment for that. He doesn't have the chiyah perkuna still there. Then there's something that they do shuma, like we'll see later on, that with the items which she brings into the marriage, which they do a shuma, which means they evaluate the value, and they document that in the ksuba. And at the time of, if he divorces her or he dies, so she has to be reimbursed at that value. So if the value of the item goes down, she's guaranteed to get a reimbursement at the original value. The value goes up, so he gets the benefit. He didn't have to pay the difference. If the item's still intact, well, that's a different discussion. But if the item was consumed, or died, whatever it was, he'd be mechuyev to reimburse it at that value. So that's referred to as nedunya. That is the dowry, because that's she's, as it were, being machtesit and putting it in his rishos. That's why they evaluate it now. Whatever happens afterwards is his responsibility. So he gets the benefit and the loss because she was machlis into his rishos, and those are documented in the ksuba. So Paris go for the nitzei malug. Paris are the nitzei of the nitzei malug, and that's keneged perkuna. And kvura is keneged the nedunya because that he has the yerusha. And where it says instead of putting it away and keeping it for when she gets captured, it's better that the Baal should get the Paris, and the Baal should get the Paris and be responsible to the Redeemer for his own money, because sometimes Limalu, well, you have a Paris today, Prikuna. The Paris will not be enough to the value of the property, what the property has produced, will not be enough to pay for the redemption. But the Hashta, Kiachlinu, but now if we do the opposite, the husband eats constantly, nobody's calculating how much it is. Nobody knows how much it is. He'll be willing to pay from his own property because he got a large amount. He doesn't know how much even. Since we set it up, see, he gets the benefits, whatever they are, and he has to pay the full cost of the prikuna. Mezonis tachas Paris. Why don't we tie the din of mezonis to the Paris? The prikuna tachas masi adel. What if an afkamina? What's the difference in how we tie it? Like what's because the, we'll see later on the amra eni mezonis reina oisa leklum kamra. The mercy later on that the woman has to say, you know what? Don't support me, and I won't have to work for you. I'll do my own thing. So if you tie the mezonos and ma'aseh adayim together, so that makes sense. It says the mezonos was instituted for my benefit. Corresponding to that, you get my ma'aseh adayim. I'd rather not get mezonos and keep my own ma'aseh adayim. See, if the two are tied together, that's a valid argument. If you tie the mezonos to Paris and the ma'aseh adayim to Prikuna, so... she can say, I don't give him his onus, and I don't want to work. They're not tied together. He has to give him his onus, and he gets the right to get her papers. Pashas, she could argue that don't give him his onus, and I'll keep the papers myself. But then she could argue, but she can't say she won't work, because that's tied to something else. So my answer is, Mizonus and Maisidea, Matsuyan, Mizonus and Maisidea are both common. She needs mezonos constantly. Mezonos adayim is something she does constantly. Shvuya is something which is uncommon. Vishashish yesh le'nitzim alug is also l'shchich, is not so common. Most of the property was brought in. They make a shuma on it. It would be in the dunya. Okay. Omer Rava. High Tana Sabra Mezonis Mina Raisa. The following Tana holds that the Chiyah Mezonis is not a Din Rabbanon. Mezonis is the Raisa. The Tanya, so the Pasuk says a man marries a woman, and then he ends up, well, the Pasuk says it in the context of Yehud, of an Amri Vriya. So the Amri takes another wife, he cannot diminish the share, ksus, and oina of the woman he did Yehud to, which means now she's his wife. So we see that these are things, chiyuvim, the Torah says, chiyuvim that the husband has to his wife. What do they mean? So, Sheira, Elu Mazarnas. Okay, so the word Sheira means the mezonos that he gives her. Where do you see that? So even though the word Sheira there just means the remainder of the nation, but we have a connection that the word Sheira is used in the context of Achila. susa in his clothing. That's the concept of having conjugal relations. The husband Laban says to Yaakov, if you're going to afflict them, emotionally afflict them by refusing to have their conjugal rights. So see, that's what it means. So Tanakama of this Brisa says that She'er is a chiyuv mezonos, and that's a chiyuv deraisa. Rabbi Lozer Omer, She'era zu ayna. She'er is used in the Torah to refer to a relative. So she'er means somebody who's related, an element of relation. So he's referring over here to the physical relations between the husband and the wife. Clothing is clothing. And I saw elam zarnas. So Inui is not being able to, is starving. So he has the chiyuv mezonos in the word einoso. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, says, She'ra susa lefum she'ra tain susa. So according to her state of physical being, like it's a she'er basura, the physical flesh. So that's how you give the clothing. So yitin law lo shel yolada l'skena lo shel skena l'yolada. So you don't give clothing which would be proper for a young woman to an older woman, and not vice versa. Ksusa v'nosa means if umar nosa takes susa, the clothing should be given according to the time of an oinos, a period of time. So you think chadashim b'mayse chamo l'shchokim b'mayse kshamim.
Time of year.
Right. What did I say?
You said time. I was thinking like time of her life, you know, older, younger.
Well, that's because, okay, right. No, time of the year. Because new clothing before it's worn out, etc., is thicker and warmer. She doesn't need that in the summer, she needs that in the winter. So you give her new clothing in the winter, and you give the softer clothing which has been worn already, so it's a little bit thinner. That's you'll use that for the summer, but you can't give that to her in the winter and the new clothing in the summer. Okay, Zok Rashi, I know Hamor Latara, top of the page, Mechesim and Aleph. So Kan Nemer Ernest Tashmish. So here is where, according to this, the first opinion of the Braisa, it says a chiyuv of the husband has a chiyuv to have a woman has conjugal rights. Come on, Tanan Amos, he under the more books later on. What those are exactly? The Lesman Yaakov says the Fum She'ra. She doesn't like wearing very large, wide clothing. It's too heavy on her. So the younger woman wants the wider clothing because that was more colorful, etc. That was, she found that more beautiful. According to the time, whether it's warm or cold, the new ones are warmer than the worn out ones. Okay.
What's really awesome is Eliezer ben Yaakov's shita regarding, you know, the we've got Sheira Ksusa, so that covers the clothing. What other?
The simple reading of Eliezer ben Yaakov, he's just saying that the pasuk is referring to the chiyuv ksus. It's giving you two definitions in regard to the chiyuv ksus: sheira ksusa and ksusa anosa.
So he doesn't have a chiyuv of his own attachments in mizonos.
Well, Pasha the more was saying that was Rabbi saying that the Brice of Forest Marshall, the Dimizonis is in the Rabbanon, and this time it holds the Brice, and that's when Yaakov holds the Rabbanon, the Zonis is the Rabbanon. I know it could be, we don't live for different parts. That's the simple reading of Rules of Yaakov. But Toys over here wants him, that brings from the Rashbam, that no, that's not true. Tosis brings later on it brings an end to the Brisa. Which indicates that he agrees that Mizonos is the Raisa, based on a Kabbalah Chaimer. So Tosfos says it means we have let them end up with no Tana that holds Mizonos as the Rabbanon. The Pashim Shad is reading of Eliezer ben Yaakov, where we have him is he's holding Mizonos as the Rabbanon, and that's the Tana of the Brisa before. And similarly, the Din Oida is not mentioned over here. It could be that's a different Kiev. Okay, Tana of Yosef, just one more piece. Rav Yosef, it says Sheira. It says the lashon of Sheira, which is lashon Sher Basor, which means that it's the idea of Kir of Basor, Zuk Kir Basor, that when they have Tashmish, they have to do it with Kir Basor. Shlo Yinibok Minik Parsiyim, She Meshamshim Mito Sayin Belubu Sheyin. They wear the clothing when the Meshamish Mito. If the man refuses to have Kira Basar, she has a right to demand a divorce based on that. So the Torah wrote, so he's learning like the Pshat and Sheira is referring to Aina. The Torah refers to Aina in the Pasuk of Sheir to tell me that it's a din of Sheir Basaroi, that it's a din of Sikravu. It's the name of Kir Basar, and that's like the Rabbi Elazar's pshat in the Brice. Okay,
so there's an element.